The MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
It's Monday, and we're back live.
Hey! Yeah.
To prove it, it's the 9th day of April.
There you go.
Just in case you were concerned.
After a long vacation, I think we could all use a Monday morning
Amen
song, right?
That, yeah. Let's go, people. The MRL Show.
Take you home, baby, let you keep me company. You give me some of you, I give you some of me. You look good, baby, must taste heavenly. I'm pretty sure that you got your own recipe. So pick it up, yeah, I like you. I just can't get enough, I gotta drive through. Cause it's me, you, you, me, you. All night, have it your way, for play, before I feed your appetite. Let me get my ticket, baby, let me get in line. I can tell the way you like it, baby, supersize. Hold on, you got yours, let me get mine. I ain't living to the eternal, but the clothes I check it.
Take my order, push your body like a carry out. Let me walk into your body till you hear me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Take my order, push your body like a carry out. And let me walk into your body till it's lights out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. I take two number threes. That's a whole lot of you and a side of me. Now is it full of myself to want you full of me? And if it's room for dessert, then I want a piece. Baby, get my order right, no errors. I'ma touch you in all the right areas. I can feed you, you can feed me. Girl, deliver that to me, come see me. Cause it's me, you, you, me, you. All night, have it your way for play before I feed your appetite. Do you like it well done? Cause I do it well. Cause I'm well seasoned, if you couldn't tell. Now let me walk into your body till you hear me out. Now turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Say, take my order, cause your body like a carry out. Let me walk into your body till you hear me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Take my order, cause your body like a carry out. And let me walk into your body till it's lights out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Cut me out.
MRL 704-570-9595. My wife woke up the other morning and she goes, I am so upset. I said, Amanda, what's the matter? She goes, I had this whole dream that Justin Timberlake was into me.
Whoa.
Like into me, knew I was pregnant, ready to take me and Dean and like go on tour. And she's like, and now I just woke up and I found out it was just a dream.
Aww.
I love you, sweetie. Hope you have a good day.
I'm right here.
Remember me, your husband.
I said, I have the same dream nightly, but Oprah is your Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll play Stedman.
Yeah. Did you give me that allowance, honey?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We are glad to be back hanging out with you, man.
Now, I hate to start the show with an issue, but I feel like we kind of have one, Loren.
What is it?
I feel like you and I are on the same page, but our buddy Roy Boy over here wasn't yesterday when you sent that text at about 2:30 saying how excited you were to get with back together with everyone for the show.
Yep.
I said, me too. Looking forward to it. Crickets.
No, because I disagreed. Nothing. I'm like, you guys are crazy. Did you not enjoy not waking up early?
Told us that.
I know.
You just went ghost.
Instead, we just took it personally.
Oh, I took a lot of naps yesterday, but I saw your two text messages, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. But I got to wake back up at 4? Screw you.
See, Loren, the parents are excited to get back into the job.
And you know what? My vacation is, I told you guys before we left that Cash is out of his crib now and in a new bed.
Yeah.
So vacation was really no sleep for me.
Oh,
it was great days, great family time, but no sleep.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I didn't have much sleep because of Sterling's sleep schedule. He has a straight. And I got to see what my
boyfriend wasn't on vacation.
No,
like
he
you.
Had to go to work. So I got to see what he does in the morning. So that's a whole thing. No, but I mean, I'm excited to be with you two.
Good.
You know, I'm excited to be with my friends. But the, you know, I'm going to be honest. I do not like waking up this early. This is awful.
So things were great last week when you didn't have to wake up early. What time would you wake up?
5:45.
Oh. Yeah. That's, I mean, what?
Wait, that's what time you got up?
Yeah.
Well, what's, I mean, really, it's like 15 minutes of a difference.
That's
for
an
you
hour difference.
Right here.
That's an hour difference for me. It's like an hour and a half of difference for me.
Even
I didn't wake
hour.
Up till like 8:15.
Whoa.
An hour. just doesn't make a difference for me.
It made a difference for me.
Did you go back to sleep?
No, no, not because of Sterling's sleep schedule. No, I was up at 5:45.
Oh,
yeah.
Naps. I'm sorry.
I took naps. Yeah. I took naps. Yeah. It was great, you know? It was great.
And so you went to Roanoke?
I did. I got to see my nieces and spend some time with them. And my one niece still hates me, which is good.
The youngest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The photos that Roy was posting and sending to us was hilarious. Like, she is just not feeling you.
No. And, you know, like, if I don't hold her, she loves me.
Uh-huh.
But the moment I hold her, she has a meltdown.
She's not feeling your energy, bro.
Not feeling it. Not feeling it.
Why don't you hold Loren and show us how you hold how you're holding your niece?
Maybe you're just holding her wrong.
Yeah,
you're right.
Loren, see if you resist.
I'm not bony. Like, there's enough fat for it to be like a cushion, you know? Like, I figured I'm a trip to sit on. I think so. I would think so. But no, it was great. I got to spend time with my sister and my family and my dad. It was fantastic. I had a great vacation.
Yeah, everybody did. And in fact, 7 a.m. this morning, we're going to find out from Loren why an aquarium had to go to code blue because of something that happened between her and her son.
Code blue.
We'll get into that. I got to tell everyone, my son said something hilarious last week. And I want to bring that up, and we want to talk about, like, the funniest things that your kids have said to you, because they just don't know. They're just dead honest.
Yeah.
The most honest thing that your kids tell you. We'll get into that. Plus, we got the KISS cash code is now in full effect. We've been running it for a full week, giving people thousands of dollars every day at 8, noon.
No, 8, 11,
11,
4, and 6. And you text a code word to 40772 or enter it online at kiss951.com.
You're right. 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
By the way, the only reason why I know is me and producer Nicole had this conversation before we went on.
Oh.
Because I was like, keep me up. I don't know. What's this contest?
Yeah, it's real easy, though. You text, you could win $1,000. Oh, War of the Roses. We could have a cheating police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to see that, but she wants to find out if her boyfriend, who is a police officer, might be cheating, something that has to do with his job. We'll get into that at 7:50. Lots to do today.
Man.
We do have great
stuff. We're coming back with a big show, y'all. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just drop us a line, 704-570-9595. We'd sure like to say hi to you. Today is gonna be back live with you guys, celebrating back to school for a lot of us. For us, it's back to work. And this morning we are brought into the station here by a fire alarm test. So I think we're all wide awake.
Yeah, that was loud.
If
that
was very loud. Can wake you up,
yep,
you're good.
That's it.
I wanted to call 911 to get the firemen, though. The two guys was nice that was testing it, but I want the crew.
Yeah, Roy's looking for some firemen, maybe 6 feet, dark hair, dark eyes.
Nice bod. Come on.
Nice bods.
Come on,
that picky? If Roy's house was on fire and the firefighter wasn't attractive, Roy would have said, I'll send in the next guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I can tell you how many times where my fire alarm has gone off and I'm like standing at the window looking at him and they're staring back at me, probably going, dude, just get out of the building.
Yeah.
What are you
like
doing?
A little kid.
I'm like staring at all the firemen.
Like, I want to see whose arms I'm running into first.
Yeah.
So funny.
Save me. Save me.
We're going to tell you how someone learned how to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a squirrel.
Whoa.
Yes, Loren.
Someone
saved
squirrels.
Your favorite animal. Also, today is one of those cool days. You know how they have, you know, today's national, you know, hop on one foot day or whatever it is, the ridiculous holidays.
Yeah.
Well, today's actually a cool one. And we're going to get into that in less than 10 minutes. You can actually change your persona today.
Whoa.
The Manny by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
How about $1,000? Think about it. What would you do with that as you head into the summer? Maybe put it towards like a...
Oh, vacation. Right.
A vacation.
Oh, yeah.
See, I was thinking maybe I would put it towards, like, a jet ski or something to take to the lakes.
Maybe, yeah.
You know?
That way you have a vacation all the time here.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, 8 o'clock this morning is your shot. It's the KISS cash code. So many people are winning thousands of dollars a day, and all you got to do is text to win, and we'll have your shot at 8 a.m. this morning. Well, we are back, everyone.
Yeah, we're back live. We are back from our little spring break.
At 7 and just about 30 minutes from now, I cannot wait to get the story on how Loren caused major chaos at an aquarium.
Major chaos.
Oh, God. I cannot wait to hear that story. We'll get to that. Loren, your favorite animal is what?
A squirrel.
Did you see this video of a Michigan student? She said she used CPR that she learned from The Office on NBC to save the life of a drowning squirrel at Central Michigan University. She saw a squirrel drowning and later kept it warm with a hairdryer, but had to give it mouth to mouth to get him breathing again. And for those of you that might not be familiar with the episode of The Office like Roy and I are, here is a little clip on how to do CPR properly.
A good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's Staying Alive, okay. Yes, Staying Alive.
You were in the parking lot earlier. That's how I know you.
That's our show. That's our show, just shouting out random stuff.
You're in the parking lot.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
Everyone's
you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm with my band, no time to talk.
I love that clip.
So staying alive.
Yeah.
Is the rhythm that you're supposed to do, and that's what she did. So she saved this squirrel.
Aww. But, you know, I would think that squirrels' heart rate are a lot faster, you know what I mean, because they're small. I wouldn't think that staying alive would keep them alive.
So maybe you need something like Loren listens to, like some high energy.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point, Roy.
Yeah, yeah. I occasionally come up with them.
If you had the ability to become like a superhero, and change your name. Today is the day for you because today is National Go Ahead and Change Your Name to Whatever You Want Day.
Oh. You know, my mom always told me she wished that she would have named me Brooke.
Oh, you look like a Brooke.
Yeah, that's what she tells me all the time. She's like, now that you're older, I should have named you Brooke.
Yeah, you look like a Brooke.
Well, we had totally to spell it with a capital K or something weird, like you're like the R in your Loren.
The O's would have the umlaut dots, you know what I mean? Like in Germany. Brooke.
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 National Name Yourself Day is observed each year on April 9th. Which, by the way, today's my anniversary.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, happy anniversary.
4/9/11 was my anniversary.
Isn't it funny that your wife dreamt about Justin Timberlake last night? And
on your anniversary?
Yeah.
And she's leaving for a week.
And Justin Timberlake was at your hotel.
He was at the wedding. He was at the Peabody.
It's the universe trying to bring them together.
What would you... stop that, Loren.
Sorry.
What would you change your name to if you could on National Name Yourself Day? I would do something like a superhero. If you have the option, it doesn't have to be Brooke, Loren. It could be like, you know, Dash.
Yeah.
Because you wear a lot of Kardashian stuff. Dash.
That's one of the Incredibles, right? Dash?
Yeah.
Probably,
little kid. Yeah.
Because at first I was thinking like, you know, like Peter Parker, but you're talking about the actual superhero.
Sure. Anything you want. It's National Name Yourself Day.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I just saw in the movies, Ready Player One in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, the Spielberg flick?
Yeah.
I know he's getting good reviews for that.
I enjoyed it. It's nothing like the book, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, there's
it.
A book?
Yeah.
You read the book?
No.
He just heard that it's nothing like the book.
Sterling read the book.
That's a cool move.
That's a really cool move. Oh, you read the book? No.
I just heard.
That's like all I heard from Sterling during the whole movie. He'd whisper, he goes, that didn't actually happen. I'm like, all right, who cares? It's a good movie.
Hilarious.
But in the movie, they're games, video games, and they get to pick their avatar. And so they're always, like, every character has like a really cool name. Mm-hmm. You know.
I remember Homer Simpson took the name Max Power because it was on Marge's hair dryer.
Max Power.
He thought it was a cool name.
He's like, from now on, I'll be Max Power.
Max Power.
That's
so and good. Then he ended up at, like, you know, he found out that the name got him into cool parties and stuff. People were like, we must have power here.
Yeah, Max Power's coming.
So think about it today. Yeah. It's National Name Yourself Day. I would do one name. Like, Manny, I use Manny on the air. It's my last name.
Yeah.
But, like, I would go the superhero route, and I would be, like, Chameleon or something like that.
Yeah.
Chameleon.
Where is he?
You know what, though? If I had a superpower, I think it would be to be invisible.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Really? That would be my thing.
I just want to eavesdrop on people. You know I'm nosy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that camera in here that looks into your house.
That's true. I would want to move things, so I'd be like Kinetic or something.
Ooh, Kinetic's not a bad name.
Kinetic's in the house.
His full name, Kinetic J Energy.
Yeah.
What does the J stand for? Jerome. It's his mom gave it to him. It's not that cool. We leave it out here at the Superhero Hall of Fame.
You know, I don't have a lot of time to get into it, but something awkward like that happened on American Idol last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where this kid, his name is Michael Jordan's, whatever his last name is. I can't remember the poor kid's last name. But he was talking about how his dad was going to name him Muhammad Ali. And so Ryan Seacrest says, well, that would be a really long middle name. And the guy's like, no, it wouldn't. It'd be Ali.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay, Michael Muhammad Ali Jordan. And then it was the strangest encounter.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad for the kid to be done like that on national television.
Oh, Seacrest.
Yeah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
I am so out of it, but so much happened while we were gone.
I know. Cardi B made a big announcement. Brad Pitt's got a new girlfriend.
And who broke up? A famous couple broke
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Mm. I'll get you all caught up in the dirty. 3 minutes?
You gotta get up. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Laurent. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So my boy Brad Pitt has apparently got a new girlfriend. And we know a little bit of information about her. She's not interested in Hollywood, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And
that
is a cool move. She's apparently got something complicated going on where he really wants to date her, but she's got somebody else too. And she is a designer and professor at MIT Media Lab. So this whole thing, he's saying, listen, we're just strictly friends at this point, but he has been seen with her multiple times.
Right.
And people are saying she's an Angelina Jolie lookalike.
But with the brain of, like, Amal Clooney.
Right.
Yeah. What is she?
What
did you
mean?
Say she did?
She is a designer and professor at MIT Media Lab.
I mean, a designer, you're like, okay.
Right.
I need someone to come help me put stuff together in my house. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the MIT lab makes it sound like,
I don't know, man.
A professor.
Yeah, I'm a designer at NASA. Oh, what do you do? I'm in charge of the interior of the space shuttle.
An architect. Not like a fashion designer.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Architect sounds fancier.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. It does.
Yeah.
She's an architect.
Yeah.
So another big couple who called it quits while we were gone, Channing Tatum and Jenna.
Yeah. Sterling was excited about this one.
Well, I have mixed feelings about it personally because I love Channing Tatum. I think he's beautiful.
Yeah.
But they seem like the perfect couple to me. Like, if they broke up, I'm like, we're all doomed.
Well, you think that like the world should stop spinning right now?
Well, no. It seriously makes me like question true relationships because I thought that they had a really strong one, and I'm like, well, I think my relationship with Dallas is really strong, but if these two didn't work out. Jeez.
I mean,
didn't a lot of people feel that way about Angelina Jolie?
No, I mean, they started. You have to think about it. Like, I don't want to call Angelina a homewrecker, but she's kind of a homewrecker. She stole him from Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
So that relationship didn't start off on a good note.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the couple that, like, when they broke up, I was like, oh, there's no hope for anyone.
What about Brad and Jen when they were together?
Yeah.
Well, I felt that way when Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton broke up.
Good one, Roy.
Okay.
When they used to wear each other's blood.
Yeah.
They would wear capsules of their blood.
Yeah.
When
cool.
those two ended, I was like, we're doomed.
Yeah. I guess I kind of felt that way when, like, so, you know, I grew up a huge Howard Stern fan, and he made a whole movie about how important his wife was in his life, mm-hmm. Private Parts, the movie,
yeah.
And then, like, 5 months later, divorced her. And I was like, oh, my God, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Cardi B made a big announcement. We've all obviously thought she was pregnant, and she performed on Saturday Night Live noticeably.
Oh, yeah.
Noticeably showing a baby bone.
Yeah.
So that happened, and Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa just dropped a collaboration, and we've got it for you.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me, possibilities, I look like all you need.
Oh my God, the club, man.
Yeah, you know I love it.
This is the beat that you need to get a squirrel's heart back on CPR.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me, possibilities.
If you missed it, you have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Oh, it's funny.
Okay, yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Justin Timberlake is offering his fans a new experience. to his music.
Awesome. Okay. And cool. In just about 3 minutes, we're going to tell you mistakes that you make every single day. I'm going to get into that coming up.
Get in line.
Hey, want to get dirtier? And Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
Thank you guys so much for waking up with the MRL Morning Show. Voted number one by Elevate.
Yeah, are you going to go to accept the award ceremony?
Absolutely. I think we all should.
I'm going, yeah.
Yeah.
I already RSVP'd for me.
Dude, I didn't even get an invite.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's there.
Check your spam folder.
It is.
Roy and I went and got outfits to wear. We're going to dress up like the...
what?
Gosh, the guys from... who sings that song, Get Lucky?
Oh, Pharrell Williams? No, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
Yeah.
We're going to wear the helmets.
Okay.
The whole thing.
It's a, hey, everybody, I would like to thank you all for this wonderful award.
After we do our bumping into each other's heads routine.
Yeah. Headbutt.
Yeah. We got a whole routine.
We have a whole thing planned.
These are common mistakes you make every day, according to Business Insider. And we thought since it's Monday and a lot of people are just starting your week off after a week, starting your week off back to work after being off for spring break, here you go. Don't check your email all the time. Start your week off right. Don't check your email all the time. Don't keep your phone in front of you at your desk.
Okay.
And speaking of your desk, don't sit, stand. You know, they have those active
people do that
desks
around here.
Now.
They,
I know.
The desk rises up from the ground.
Yeah.
We had that at 911. It was pretty cool.
Did back you use it?
Oh, no. Yeah. I always sat down. That's crazy talk.
I think if I could get a treadmill under it and, like, multitask my day, I would do that.
Well, you used to sit on the exercise ball in here. How come that's gone? Was that just a pregnancy thing?
Well, it started off being a pregnancy thing, but I guess I could bring it back.
Just wondering.
There's a radio host that does that on a treadmill and does the morning radio show.
But they're not huffing and puffing the whole time? Uh-uh.
Steve Harvey, his morning radio show.
Harvey does it from the treadmill?
Yeah.
Could you imagine me doing the dirty and I'm like, Brad Pitt's got a new girlfriend. And,
and like, we just hear like,
yeah.
I got to speed it up. Sorry, you guys.
B announced her pregnancy, but she didn't really. Yeah. She just shut it off her baby bump.
Yeah. It's like, I'm in the fat bird zone. Fat bird zone.
You hear it, like,
seriously, it's what Steve Harvey does, man.
Wow.
Watch the videos. Now he's slow walking. Yeah. He's slow walking.
Okay. These are common mistakes you make every day. Staring at a screen for hours. A lot of us can't help that. I got two in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a command center in here.
This is a good one. Matching with people on your dating apps, but never reaching out to message them. Just going through and saying, oh, I matched with this person. That's nice. And then moving on.
You're window shopping.
Yeah.
You're not ready to buy anything yet.
Oh, yeah. Is that a thing?
I guess, according to Business Insider.
Let's trust them when it comes to dating.
Sounds serious.
I used to always be, I guess, the first one that would send the message then, back when I used the dating apps. Like, I would always follow
really?
Up. Yeah, as soon as we matched, I'd follow up with something.
Right away?
Yeah. Is okay. that bad?
No, I never use the app, so I don't know how it
You're
works.
You're not playing the game, Roy.
Yeah, maybe I need to play hard again, you know?
So if you matched with, let's say, Loren, would she know that you matched with her?
Oh, yeah, we'd both get a notification.
Before you messaged her?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Ah.
And so then I would just send the message, because I'm not waiting around for that nonsense to happen.
Yeah, you're not waiting the 3-day rule?
Yeah, let's just move things along.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, look at you.
I'm
you
a hot item. I might get off the market soon. You know?
Roy moved things along with his boyfriend Sterling. Now they're in a 3-year relationship. Yeah. He's like, how'd this happen?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you moved it along, bud.
Still to come.
I want to share with you guys, and actually we can take phone calls now. What's the thing that your kids told you, parents? What's the thing that your kids told you that was so hilarious and so wrong? Dean had something funny to say about Blac Chyna, and I want to share it with you guys. 704-570-9595. It's kind of like a kid say the darndest things. Give us a shout right now.
Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
During that song, I was working on some art that I'm going to post on my Instagram at
some
the MRL
art.
Show. No, actually, I don't have... I got a new phone. I need all the new passwords. I'm going to post it at Radio Maney. but it's a photo of Loren crying in front of Dean and DeLuca. They closed all their locations here in Charlotte.
Which, by the way, we were talking about that off the air, and Loren said the strangest thing. She goes, where am I going to get my meatloaf from? And I'm like, meatloaf? You went to Dean and DeLuca for meatloaf?
I know, it's very random. My son only eats like three things, and that's one of them.
And if for those who live out in the outer counties and y'all have never been to a Dean and DeLuca, think
we
of
we get it, because I live
store.
Here and I don't go.
Yeah, think of like, how would you describe Dean and DeLuca?
Like I don't know.
Think of like a cafe.
Yeah, like
really
a New York
expensive.
City cafe. I don't know.
But really expensive. Like you want gum, $7 for the gum.
Well, we don't get gum there.
If you're familiar with 7-Eleven, it's a 7-Eleven that the Kardashians would shop at. That's what Dean and DeLuca is.
And the rent gets meatloaf.
I don't even know how my son like tried it for the first time, to be honest with you, because I personally don't eat meatloaf.
It's the strangest thing.
I'm sure you could get meatloaf from somewhere, Loren. All right, there, I just posted
the same.
It. Go check it out. You guys can check out my artwork. So my son overheard, my mom is a huge fan of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And did you see the story last week when we were off that Blac Chyna had a endorsement for a stroller company?
Yes.
And she ended up at some park swinging the stroller at people because she was annoyed. And they ripped the endorsement from her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I did see that.
So my mom and I were talking about that, about Blac Chyna, and we're out to lunch with Dean. And suddenly Dean turns to me and just like so nonchalantly and so innocently goes, is Blac Chyna a country?
That's a good question.
No kidding, because he knows China's a country.
Yeah.
So he wants to know if Blac Chyna's a country.
Yeah. No.
That's what I told him. I said, no, it's a person.
Yeah.
And then China is a person's name. And then he's quiet again for a minute. He goes, imagine if someone's name was Australia. I was like, now you're getting it, dude. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. What other countries does he know? That's pretty good.
He knows Australia because we watched the Australia Zoo Steve Irwin
okay.
show. He
I was about
that.
To say, that's pretty
I
good.
I don't know. He might know a couple countries. You want to go head-to-head on countries with him? I'll have him record some.
Let me tell you. You know what's in Europe? It's like Spain and Italy, Greece, Germany, and the rest. I don't know.
And the rest.
And the rest.
What country's right next to Spain? It's a little
France.
Sliver. Incorrect. Portugal.
Who knows that? That's like an
anybody
island
with
or
a globe or a map.
I thought Portugal was in South America.
You did?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going head to head. But let's do some phones real quick. We got to say hi to you. It's been a week, you guys. Parents, hit us up real quick if you could do it on the air. You know, because kids say the funniest things. What's something hilarious that your kids said to you? Like Dean wanted to know if Blac Chyna was a country. It's not. It's the mom of Rob Kardashian's baby. 704-570-9595.
Feel free to send us a tweet at the MRL show, Instagram at the MRL show. We're also on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, we got four cameras set up in here. I know it's been a minute since we've live streamed the show, but you can also watch us.
So on vacation, while we wait for some phone calls to come in, on vacation, I went to New York City during spring break. Roy, you went up to Roanoke for a little bit.
Sure did.
And Loren, you went to Florida.
I did. See my family.
I think you were gone the longest.
I was. I left the day we got off air last Friday, and I came back Saturday.
Yeah, you look tan.
Thanks.
Welcome. Did Dallas go? Because he wasn't in any of the pictures.
So he was only there half the time.
Oh, okay. Did you kick him out, or what happened?
He's there half the time. He took the pictures I needed, and then he left.
He fulfilled his contract.
Well, no, you guys know he's been interviewing for jobs, and he had some stuff to do for that, so he was only there for a few days.
Okay.
Yeah, you do look beautifully tan. I'm very jealous.
You.
I am too white. Sterling brings up to me that I need more sunlight. my skin is the same color as my butt, and that never sees sunlight.
Okay.
Seriously, though. Like, I am pale. I am pale.
We need to take a quick break because I forgot that we have changed things. Look.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we're going to be right back. We're going to have details about how you can win $1,000 next here on the MRL Morning Show.
And your phone calls on the fun, hilarious things that kid said.
Now it's your turn. $3
menu. Skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Make sure you join Kiss 95.1 this Thursday for the Charlotte Knights home opener as they take on the New York Yankees.
What?
Affiliate.
Oh, yeah. They're different leagues.
Okay. Is that really what it's called? The New York Yankees affiliate?
Yeah, that's their minor league. It's the Yankees minor league team is coming in.
So what would be the correct way to say that?
That's
so I would say they're taking
affiliate,
on the,
it's a tough word.
You know, so right?
Like they're taking on the New York Yankees minor league team. I don't know.
Well, it's this Thursday at 7:05.
Yeah, but that's not even the good part, Roy.
Yes, there's $3 domestic beer and $1 sodas. That's the part.
That's the cool part. That's right. Cool part. All right, we're back in service here.
Yes, we're back on the show. We are back from vacation. We do have $1,000 that we want to give to you with the KISS cash code. Listen today at 8 a.m. for that code word.
Angela.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. So my son Dean overheard my mom and I talking about Blac Chyna, and he said, Dad, is Blac Chyna a country? My mom and I were just laughing so hard. It's so funny with the kids here. What's the funny thing that your kid said?
Well, my daughter is 4, and I bought myself a new bicycle. I couldn't get the 4 model because they didn't have a bike rack for me to take it home. So I got the boxed one, and I'm trying to put it in my 4-door sedan. She's standing outside the car, and she says to me, Mommy, are you having trouble? I said, yes, dear, I'm having a lot of trouble. And she says the OS word.
Oh.
I said, what did you say? She said, nothing. Mind you, she has said words.
It was a timely one, though. The timing couldn't have been better for her.
No, absolutely not. My friend's son did something similar a couple of years ago with the perfect timing of some other word.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Angela. Your kids will just blurt it out, Roy.
I can't wait until Cash starts talking, because right now he uses everything like improperly. I'll yell at him for like throwing food. He'll be like, yay. I'm like, no.
You know, my niece, so I have two nieces. One's Emma. The other one's Eliza. Eliza, when we ask her, what's your name? She still says Emma. And at some point, that joke has to come to an end, right?
I mean, she's 10 now, right?
Like, she's going to be 2 soon. Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Like, when does it end? Like, when does she start saying Eliza? You know, like, is she going to go to
a hard word to pronounce. Yeah. That's probably why she says Emma.
Probably.
And she hears Emma when people ask her what her name is. Yeah. She says Emma.
I'm just afraid this poor child's going to go to kindergarten thinking her name's Emma. You know?
You know what? Just change your name.
Let's talk with Anonymous and Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Is that me?
Yes. That's you. You're welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell a story. So my daughter was about Dean's age, and I was teaching her her address. And she got her house number and the street number all correct. And I'm like, great. What town do you live in? And she tells me. And I'm like, that's awesome. You're doing so good. And I said, now, what state do you live in? And she goes, Planet Earth. I just thought that was so cute. I was like, oh, well, you do live on Earth, but that's not the state you live in.
Yeah, that is funny, and it's not wrong.
They're adorable.
One more.
Jennifer and Concord, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, when my daughter was about 2 years old, we had one of those plastic kitchen tables and chair sets for children, and it was manufactured by Crayola. One day she started stacking the chairs on the top and went to climb up on it, and my husband actually saw her and got upset and comes running from the kitchen into the dining room where the table was, and he says, no, 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 that has danger written all over it. And she looks at him and says, no, Daddy, it doesn't. It says Crayola.
That's adorable.
Wah, wah.
That's good.
Awesome. Thanks, Jennifer. All right. Let's find out why Loren had an aquarium on lockdown after her and her son Cash went to visit. We'll do it after Post Malone, the MRL Show.
For starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
With a live MRL Morning Show. Glad to be hanging back with you guys. Glad to be back hanging with you guys. Yeah, there you go. Isn't it all strange?
We're happy to be back.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Loren, what happened on vacation with you and Cash that had an aquarium on what's like called Code Blue where they have to shut down?
Yeah, it was mass chaos, and it all started over an earring.
An earring?
Yeah. So you guys know from time to time I wear those like big hoop earrings. Well, I had them on when we had gone to the Miami Sea Aquarium, and Cash is, of course, a year and a half and grabs everything. And I'm leaning him towards the sea lion exhibit, which is an open air exhibit, and you look down onto the sea lions. Well, my son grabs this earring and launches it right into the sea lion enclosure. And with that, I'm like, ooh. And so I'm looking at this earring plunging to the bottom, and now I'm watching all of the sea lions in the enclosure. I mean, swarming over.
And my fear would be that, like, the metal can be dangerous to them and dangerous to, like, the water.
Yes. And this was an enormous earring, okay? So I'm like, ooh, do I see something? Like,
yeah. Did anybody else around you see?
Okay. So they're about to have a quote-unquote presentation that's going to happen here in 20 minutes. So right now, it's only me, my mom, and Cash standing there. And I'm like, ooh, do I say something? Like, of course I have to say something. So I go and I get this lady who works at the park and I say, hey, I'm not admitting fault or saying that it's mine, but there's an earring at the bottom of the sea lion enclosure. And she goes, oh, what does it look like? And I just turned my head and I was like this one.
How did it end up there? Because of this one.
Because of my son. So they have to shut down this portion of the park. And I'm like, listen, I don't even want the earring back. Like, I just wanted to let somebody know. Now I'm trying to, like, back out quietly. Yeah. So I'm not kidding you when I say an alarm goes off.
What?
And three animal trainers come out. Now there's, like, they're multiplying. There's about 10 people standing around now because somebody has to get into the enclosure because they can't get it. They tried to get it out with the little scoopy thing.
So are they getting, like, into scuba gear? How big is this thing?
The enclosure?
Yeah.
We're posting a video up at the MRL show. I have video of everything.
Attention, patrons of the Miami Aquarium. We're going to briefly shut down for a few hours. Seems one of our patients, visitors' bougie earrings fell into the sea lion exhibit.
So that really is, like, kind of what happened. So the guy that's getting into the aquarium is like, I mean, this is like a chonga earring. Who wears chonga earrings anymore? And I'm like, well, I'm right here.
So did you get it back, or did you have to go get it at, like, lost and found, you know? Like, no. Sorry, we have to, like,
process it,
make sure there's no contamination.
No, I got it back. But
like, and then, like, as she's walking out, they have an announcement of going over the rules of the aquarium.
Please do not throw anything into.
Just so obviously about Loren, too. Like,
thank you, visitors, for coming to the Miami Aquarium. We're going to go ahead and remind you to remove your earrings. Little kids apparently throw them into the sea lion enclosure.
So specific. Wonder who that's about. Just keeps on walking.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Did they come over to it? The sea lions, they surround it?
I'm telling you, when that earring hit the bottom of the tank, every last sea lion in the enclosure was coming over to check it out.
Even the dolphins were wondering what was going on.
The girl's like, I'm glad you told us, because the older ones would just play with it. Yeah. The baby would have eaten it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good. I love how you're fashionable to an aquarium. Like, when I went to the Atlanta one, I'm thinking about, I need good shoes. I'm going to be there for a while. A lot of walking. Don't want to get wearing anything too nice, because what if the water splashes on and I'm playing with Anna? Mm-hmm. You, like, had, you know, your whole outfit decked out at the aquarium.
Lesson learned.
Lorenz's giant rings. They're like, hey, we're actually going to use this earring for the next show. The sea lion's going to jump through it.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
Thank you for your donation. Well, okay.
They're going to jump through.
All right, get us updated on the dirty.
Okay, so we know that The Voice gets really competitive when the judges get involved. Well, Blake and Kelly have something on the line, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty on 30.
Manny Roy and Loren. You got to get up. Manny Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren's going to update us on the very latest out of Hollywood with the Dirty on the 30. Then we're going to play Can't Beat Loren. You know how rusty she is after a vacation.
Kiss 95.1.
Hey, fans at Coachella are finally going to get their fix of Beyonce this year. She had to cancel last year, of course, because she was pregnant with the twins. But she is holding up her end of the bargain. And she's making it bigger than ever. She went from about a dozen backup dancers to 100 backup dancers she's going to have at Coachella this year.
Good Roy and I are part of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're part of the one. We went for tryouts over vacation.
They had to move to a larger studio to accommodate everyone.
Yeah, we did it at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah, that was cute.
In other Beyonce news,
one, two, three, and go.
I just found out that Blue Ivy has her own stylist. A six-year-old with a stylist. I'm jealous.
Duh.
Okay, so a couple things going on. Kate Hudson is having a girl. She revealed it on Instagram with the balloon pop where the pink confetti comes out. And Ariana Grande has a new single coming later this month. Mark your calendars for April 27th. It'll be the first track off of her upcoming full-length album. And it's no secret that the judges of The Voice get a little competitive. So this year, Blake and Kelly have a little wager going.
Did our buddy Jaren get voted off or during vacation, Jaren Strom?
Yeah, he did perform the national anthem at the Hornets game yesterday, though.
Oh, that's cool. It was the last game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here is Kelly.
I can't wait to rub this moment in Blake's face.
Oh, he's going to be
like,
so
you have
mad.
No idea. I have decided when I win, and we made a bet. He has to call me Queen Kelly Clarkson. Like, yes, queen, no queen.
Love it. I've been watching The Voice as well as American Idol, and Kelly Clarkson's personality is phenomenal,
she's awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I agree. Speaking of awesome personalities, Cardi B is co-hosting, The Tonight Show this evening. So if you're looking for something to watch late night, or you just need to be reminded of how funny Cardi B is, I'm sure she'll be hilarious.
Here's
I love
a little
her.
Bit of her on SNL. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Big baby bump.
Yeah, her first reveal of the baby bump. Which she screenshotted and posted on her Instagram. And I wonder if they'll talk about it tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And, and Roy got to see Cardi B live. Did you notice a baby bump?
No, so, she's been wearing all those, like, big baggy clothes.
Yeah, like, when I saw her, she was wearing, like, a robe, so I really couldn't see her. Mm. And I got really upset because after her SNL performance started trending on Twitter, I want to party with Cardi. Well, I tried to party with Cardi. She didn't perform. She stood
there. She didn't
there.
Party back.
She didn't party back. I paid $100 to see her stand. So I don't want to party with Cardi.
And you know what? To throw salt in the wound, I was in Miami last week, and Cardi had performed at one of the nightclubs there. And so I sent that video to Roy and his boyfriend.
Would it hurt you to pick up a microphone next time you're in Charlotte? Is that so hard to ask?
Wasn't enough money.
Yeah. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. You know, it's been a week since she's played.
Just like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, we got to oil her up.
Yeah, call now. Take her down.
Hey. Over vacation, I took my mom to Diamonds Direct. We saw Dovey and Asimi was our sales rep. And my mom was blown away. And I'm going to have my mom do a commercial with us this week.
Yeah.
Because we got in the car and she goes, I cannot believe the selection. In New York City, you didn't have a selection like this.
It's so true.
It was true. And I told her about the huge sale that's coming up, too.
Yeah, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Diamonds Direct is going even lower than their already amazing prices. You're getting an extra 20% off.
You know, they already have this entire designer collection. They fly these things in for this event. You have to see the selection. They already have a big selection. Then they bring in more for the selection. Then they give you a discount.
You're getting even better prices.
I mean, it's Diamonds Direct multi-million dollar three-day store-wide sale, and you have to go and see this to believe it.
Yeah, I mean, my mom was blown away, and she's not easy to impress. So check them out. They are on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall, Diamonds Direct.
Let Stickley Audi.
To get this out of the way, so you're on the brakes way into Gaston County. Also trouble on Beatty's Ford Road, the ramp to northbound I-85. Traffic brought to you by BP Gasoline. At BP, they believe a little brightness goes a long way. Stop in, fuel up, and take off on your next big or little adventure. BP, every day brighter.
You guys see that Cam was involved in a fender bender?
No.
In Atlanta?
No.
Yeah, he's going to come in to talk about the Cam Newton Foundation kicking it with Cam celebrity kickball tournament in like maybe a month. He'll be in here. And I'm going to tell him, Cam, enough. Like, you scare us.
Yeah.
Just have somebody drive for you, buddy. You're too valuable.
We got our license in the same place.
Anyway, the tournament, the kickball tournament, is Friday, June 1st. You can visit cam1newton.com for details.
Also, it's back alive after 5 Epicenter. It just kicked off last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's back, and it's better than you've ever seen.
And the weather looks awesome for this Thursday night, by the way. All right, Lorraine, you're going to play against Carissa. She's 24. She's in Charlotte. She's ready to take you down in 5 pop culture questions. We'll get to it in 3 minutes.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Carissa, Marissa. Welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, you were playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
This is my first time. I'm really excited.
Okay, be excited, not nervous. Remember, all your friends are listening.
Oh, stop.
I'm just kidding.
Lorraine trying to psych you out.
All right, girl, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine.
Okay.
You got to kick her out.
Okay, time to get out of the studio,
Loren. You know, it's your first time. It's okay. Yeah, typically we just say, hey, get out of the studio. And then she goes. We're also on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can see that she's out of the studio.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Carissa in Charlotte. This female rapper confirmed her pregnancy when she performed one of her newest songs, Be Careful, on SNL on Saturday night. Who is that?
Cardi B.
And question two, while we were on spring break, so were Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. They vacationed in Cabo. Who is the mother of his three kids?
Kourtney Kardashian.
And this actress, famous for playing Bella Swan in the Twilight Saga, turns 28 today. That is?
Ooh, Kristen Stewart.
Question four, Justin Timberlake posted a cute photo of his wifey, Jessica Biel. Finish this line. I'm bringing sexy
back.
Question number five, Demi Lovato shows off her cellulite and stretch marks in an Instagram photo. These are not my words, by the way. I'm reading someone else's question. It's not my point.
Right.
I got plenty to go around. Anyway, she's encouraging fans to embrace their real selves. She just wrapped up her Tell Me You Love Me tour with what yelling DJ?
DJ Khaled.
Can you please yell that?
DJ Khaled.
Come on in, Loren.
All right. Lorraine's going to be a tough battle. Carissa got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out if they're easy or she's great. This female rapper confirmed her pregnancy when performing one of her newest songs, Be Careful, on SNL on Saturday night. Who is that?
Cardi B.
Well, we were on spring break, so were Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. They vacationed in Cabo. Who is the mother of his three children?
Kourtney Kardashian.
This actress, famous for playing Bella Swan in the Twilight Saga, turns 28 today. That is?
Kristen Stewart.
Question four. Justin Timberlake posted a cute photo with wifey Jessica Biel. Finish this line. I'm bringing sexy
back.
And Demi Lovato showed off her cellulite and stretch marks in an Instagram picture. And then she encouraged her fans to embrace their real selves. She just wrapped up her Tell Me You Love Me tour with what yelling DJ?
DJ Khaled. Yeah.
It's actually going to be an easy week. You got them all correct, LeBron. Easy day.
Way to go, Carissa.
Carissa.
Hey.
Great job, though. Five correct?
Yeah, at least we tied.
You hung in there, and I'll take a rematch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You know what I want to hear before we let you go today, though?
I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
You sure can. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, Carissa, have a great day. Still to come. Okay, War of the Roses. We're going to find out. Tracy's dating a cop, and he helped someone who was in a really bad car crash. But she thinks that maybe he went over the line in helping this person. You always like to hear great stories about police officers who go above and beyond for their jobs. Yeah. But it's making Tracy a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
So she wants to do war.
We'll test that relationship. And you have a chance at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. That's all coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
At Geico Online, over the phone or at your local office, you'll feel better after you do.
At 9:30 this morning, my Siri is going to remind me to call Zero Res.
Well, that's good. What'd you do?
Nothing. It's just time.
Okay.
You know what honestly it is? It's the pollen.
It's so true.
I'm walking through the house and I'm sneezing and I'm like, I need Zero Res to come in and clean the carpets to get rid of all this pollen and dust and God only knows what else is in there.
And you know what? A lot of people, I don't think they could tell you the last time they had their carpets cleaned.
We'll wait. That's what we thought. Silence. You have no idea, do you? But you got to take advantage of Zero Res's deal right now. Don't go to like the 70% off carpet cleaning company that comes in with dangerous chemicals. Zero Res doesn't use those.
Yeah, they use empowered water, so it's safe for your kids and pets. They're going to hook you up right now with rooms for just $119. Give them a call, 704-509-4488 or online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Yeah, and think about that. Three rooms for $119. Mm-hmm. Lorraine and I challenge you to try and find a better deal. We'll wait.
Still waiting.
Still waiting, right?
Yep.
All right, call Zero Res. But after us, we're calling at 9:30.
Would you like a great smile?
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Tracy is joining us for War of the Roses today. But Tracy, what is happening with Michael that makes you think he's cheating on you?
Well, Michael and I have been dating for about 2 years now, and he's a police officer, so I don't want to say exactly where because I know that's logistically weird, but he went on a call about a year ago to assist in a very bad accident, and he sort of clicked with the accident victim, like, so much so that, you know, he would come home and tell me about her, and he would, you know, say over the past, you know, several months, like, how much he was helping her, how bad the accident was, and he seemed to see her a lot.
You know, is it, or is that just a good soul?
That's
well,
weird.
It's been over a year since that accident happened, and I'm still hearing things about her.
Have you ever met her?
I've never met her, no.
Yeah, that's weird, Manny.
And he just, you know, I mean, like, there's always something with her, you know. He's like, nursing her back to health. He's helping her through a divorce. She lost her job.
Wait, back up. He's helping her with what?
He's helping her through her divorce.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Where her, like, if there's, why is he the only one support, you know, helping her through this?
Yeah, that, I mean, like, you know, I mean, then I want, I mean, it's been 2 years, you know, and I love him, and I want to trust him, like, you know, I don't want him to be cheating on me, but.
I'm all for trying to find out whether or not Michael's cheating on Tracy or not. Anybody else nervous at the fact that he's a cop?
And, yeah, I don't want to get her ticket.
Yeah.
You think if we get pulled over, now we might have a hit on us?
Oh, I don't think we've ever done a war on a cop before.
I'm just saying, the brotherhood's strong. You don't mess with the boys in blue.
Oh, great. And I'm the one that has to make the phone call.
Yeah.
Do you know her name?
Brittany or something.
Okay. We'll find out.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Michael.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. My name's Sadie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your name and number here as our fishbowl winner. Somebody put your information into our drawing, and you won a dozen beautiful red roses valued at $100 to send to someone you love.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
So do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
Yeah. Do you need, what do you need?
Well, I won't need your credit card or anything like that. I just need their name, and then I'll get their shipping address from you in just a moment. Who would you like to send them to?
Let's have them go to Brittany.
Okay, to Brittany. And I also have a card that I can include in Brittany's roses. Would you like to write something on that?
Say you've given back to me as much as I've given to you. I can't hide these feelings anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
I knew it.
Wow.
I knew it.
Michael,
it.
Your girlfriend Tracy is on the phone. You
it.
Are on War of the Roses with the Manny Randler and Morning Show.
Oh my God, I knew it.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, bud. She thought you were cheating. And clearly you are. You didn't send the flowers to her.
Wow. This is so awful.
Officer Michael, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, thinking that you were being a good police officer, and you probably are, but the note that you sent to Brittany was, I can't hide these feelings anymore, and that is a red flag, sir, as we say in the business.
It's not a conversation I'm going to have on the radio.
Of course not, because this is what you always do. You just stonewall. When you don't want to talk about something,
every time I get cornered on the radio, I stonewall. That happens every the one time. Why?
Well, it happens with you and me in real life. It's why I have to go to the radio.
Are you cheating?
I'm not answering any questions on the radio.
Of course not.
Oh, so that means so Lorraine guilty, right?
I mean, all signs point to.
If you're not saying you're not cheating.
I'm not answering any questions on the radio.
So you're not saying that you're not cheating.
I am not answering any questions on the radio.
I mean, this isn't court.
Are we 10-19 right now?
Oh,
what's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
You don't answer questions in real life. You don't answer questions to my face.
We can
I don't know why. I guess I wasn't expecting it to be different.
Not with strangers, not on broadcast
on the radio.
No, you
don't answer questions when it's just you and me.
Are
it
you
doesn't matter
write
if
us,
it's the radio or not.
Are you going to write us a ticket?
Michael, why don't
I'm
you
I'm not ju- even going to answer that question on the radio.
Michael, why don't you just drop the facade, drop the tough guy cop facade, because we get it. You're probably a wonderful police officer. Just talk to Tracy.
We can have this conversation off the radio.
But you're not. But she needs our help because you don't answer her. So
sir,
drop the wall.
Who you are. I do not know who you are, and I'm not having this conversation with you on the phone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, did you just hang up on him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. We tried to get him to talk and at least become a human being.
I mean, Tracy, you have your answer. I don't know that you need to talk. I mean,
I guess it's just so overwhelming. You know, you just like hope that it's not true. And then I don't even know what to do.
You have a friend or family member, somebody you can turn to today?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean,
all right. Well, good deal. Yeah. Get in touch with them. Sorry about how this turned out. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
By the way, tomorrow's War of the Roses, if you want to be here at 7:50 for a brand new War of the Roses, it involves a couple from India who she listens all the time and she wants to see if her husband is messing around.
Okay.
So we actually have a War of the Roses for you tomorrow at 7:50, brand new with a couple from India.
Also, we want to give you $1,000. Kiss Cash Code. Got that code word coming up here in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette morning show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So today, 7 years ago, my wife and I said I do. It's the anniversary of the old Manies. My wife is celebrating by going to Atlanta for the week.
There you go.
Oh, I was going to ask you what you guys are doing.
That's
to
it. We went out Saturday night to a new restaurant in Waverly.
Uh-huh.
It was delish.
What gift did you get her?
It's copper or wool for seven.
Oh, do you do that stuff?
We do.
See, because my sister doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't follow the year thing.
But yeah, we do. It makes it easy.
Okay.
It does. It really narrows it down for you.
It really does. So, no, we didn't do anything. You know, we thought we did something big for five.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah.
Are you going to renew your vows for 10?
Oh, absolutely. You know me.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with birthdays. Like, after 21... Then maybe I'll do... 25 was supposed to be a big thing, but I never did anything.
25 was a big year for me just because I was legitimately going through a quarter-life crisis.
I don't think I've started mine yet. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, no, you are. You're going through it.
What am I doing?
Well, for one, sneezing and biting your tongue.
Oh, that was an
that's
awful
a sign
injury
of old age.
That happened off the air. I sneezed, bit my tongue at the same time. It was so painful. I don't even know how that's possible. But I want a quarter-life crisis.
No, you don't.
I do.
So you can get a new car?
Ah, something.
An earring?
Yeah.
And
tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, like rock something that like should not be rocked.
Right. Like a hat with a feather. Something very like.
Yeah.
Well, listen, so Amanda and I went out to dinner with another couple and they knew that it was our anniversary. So we did an anniversary toast and then they proceeded to say that they celebrate their anniversary. They also celebrate their first date.
They go out
to dinner on the date of their first date, which I think they said was in October sometime. Like, let's say October 9th. Every October 9th, they do something because that was their first date when they fell in love.
And you said they're married?
They're married now, yeah. Great couple. And I can't be, I got to be honest, like, I was like, that's weird. But then I was like, but a lot of people do those weird anniversaries. So I looked up a couple. I Googled it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here are the, and by the way, jump on the phone and let us know if you celebrate any of these anniversaries. Like, do you and your significant other celebrate the first time you saw each other? The first time you went on a date? Does anybody celebrate their engagement?
No, I don't.
First kiss?
Mm.
That was first date for
first
me.
First kiss. My God, Manny.
Such a closer.
Yeah. I was a very good closer. First time you met their side of the family was one that came up in a Google search about weird anniversaries.
I wouldn't be able to keep track of all these
days. Me neither.
first vacation.
I don't think that the first vacation is weird.
oh, but the rest aren't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can get down with, I think, is the if you celebrate your first date. Because Dallas and I used to do that, and then we kind of fell off of it.
You know the first date?
Well, it was like a week after I met him.
So okay. you can work it out in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda would know our first date.
See, luckily, our anniversary is on Valentine's Day for me and Sterling, so I'll never have an issue.
You'll always remember.
I'll always remember.
704-570-9595. Do you guys think it's weird that my neighbors across the street celebrate the same anniversary as us?
Yeah, that's strange.
4/9/11.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So on Saturday, we're like, hey, next year, let's go out, all of us. We'll do one big anniversary dinner.
Now, do you find yourself ever competing with that neighbor with different things in life?
No.
No?
No, he's a good dude.
Okay.
And do you think your wife will get down with a community anniversary party?
We went out with another couple on Saturday night.
What else?
We go out to dinner by ourselves plenty of times. Yes, Roy, we did have anniversary last night. We had anniversary fun last night.
I was
going to
ask.
If that's what you're asking.
I was going to say with the neighbors, yeah. But did you
no,
have
we didn't
one
go
big
to the
celebration?
No.
Okay.
Stop it.
I wanted to know. You guys celebrate the same date. I just wanted to.
Other neighborhoods are known for that kind of fun, not ours. I mean, that is true. You mentioned certain neighborhoods around here, and they're like, oh, my God, that is a huge neighborhood for, you know,
swinging,
mixing and matching. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Juliana, welcome to the MRL Morning Show, Juliana.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Do you celebrate those weird anniversaries?
Yes. So I'm in a sort of new relationship. My boyfriend and I have been dating for, like, 5 months, and we're still, like, really in that cupcake phase.
Yeah.
So we're always finding an excuse to go out, and we met on October 29th of last year, so recently, and then we started dating like only 2 weeks later, but we still like need to go out every single 29th and every single 12th, and it's pretty pathetic, but I think we're going to be doing that for a while.
But I like what Juliana said. She's looking for excuses for reasons to go out, and why not celebrate those moments if you're just looking for a reason to go out?
Well, I think when the relationship's new, too, there's so much to celebrate. And then, you know, you spend so much time together, then you can kind of move things apart and spread them out a little bit more.
Thanks, Juliana. We're going to drop on a couple more of these.
Hello, Brooke and Rock Hill.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Quickly tell us about that day that you guys celebrate.
Well, we celebrate our wedding anniversary. We've been together for 13 years, but we celebrate the day that he asked me out. Which is actually not when he originally asked me out. He asked me out the day before. That day was taken by a previous beau.
Oh.
So I asked him to wait for about an hour until midnight. And then he asked me out for real. And we celebrate that day.
I love you.
That's a cool move, man.
Lorraine, explain it to me. What?
I can explain it to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, she was already on a date with another guy. And she was like, hey, ask me out at midnight when I figure out how this thing goes.
Kinda. Yeah. That day was in my mind and history with another person.
Yeah.
So I wanted a fresh start with an actual date that.
Oh.
That date already meant something to her.
I knew I should have asked Roy to explain it because he explained
it wrong.
Roy. I love you, Brooke. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
That's our show.
Cindy, you hang on a second. Loren's gonna tell us what's coming up in the dirty on the 30.
Yeah, so The Terminator has another sequel that's coming out, but it's being held up in production because of a health scare.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes.
Yep.
The dirty.
We'll get to that, and then Cindy's on hold. We got a couple more phone calls to get to, but Cindy's been married for 15 years, and her husband has forgotten something.
Oh, boy.
Give us 5 minutes. We'll talk to you guys.
By Dell. Small businesses get tailored tech solutions when they partner with Dell, plus free shipping and a price match guarantee on everything, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BY-DELL.
All right, listen, today's not the best day. We get it, but the weather's looking great at the end of the week, and I think spring is finally going to be here with warm temperatures, and that means it's time for baseball. And you go check out the Charlotte Knights home opener this Thursday, April 12th at 7:05 as they take on the New York Yankees farm team. It's Thirsty Thursday, and that means they got great deals on drinks and domestic beers and soft drinks. You can register to win some tickets at kiss95.1.com.
And while you're there, Sola and Kiss95.1 is giving you the chance to win $5,000. Sola is the incredibly delicious, better for you foods without all the low sugar or without all the sugars and low net carbs. They're giving you that chance to win $5,000. Go register at kiss95.1.com.
Awesome.
All right, let's talk with Cindy. She's on 77. We were talking about those anniversaries Not your typical wedding one. The things, the anniversaries.
Like the first kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time you met.
What do you guys celebrate, Cindy?
We've always really celebrated everything, but as we've gotten older, it seems like we forget our anniversary.
All right, if we ask you right now when your anniversary is, tell us. Go.
May 26th.
What year?
2002.
Okay, so you know it, or did you just make that up?
Yeah, we don't know if you're right or wrong.
It's our anniversary. Now that our anniversary is next month, we kind of keep reminding each other. Yeah. We're old folks. My birthday was yesterday. We remember my birthday.
That's
I remember his birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Cindy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did he remember? Did he get you a card?
No, I don't do the card things. We don't do the gift things. We go to our favorite. He takes me to my favorite restaurant. I take him to his.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
We're old.
You're not old.
Yeah, and you don't sound old, but you say you're old.
Well, it depends. I mean, I turned 58 yesterday.
That is not, oh my gosh.
No,
I have this conversation with my parents all the time who thinks they're old. And I'm like, you're in your mid-40s.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
I have a 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, so that keeps you young. I mean, I'm actually older than Loren's mom and Roy's mom. They sit in the back when I drive. Thanks, Cindy. Have a great day. And thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
Love you.
Besides, age is like a fine wine. It gets better year after year.
You know who's old? My dad. He's 76 and watches Fox News. And grumpy about everything.
Yeah.
That sounds like my dad, but he's 46.
Well, he's well on his way. Lyrium in Charlotte. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, anniversaries. Today's mine. So what's a weird one that you celebrate with your sig other?
Well, me and my boyfriend, we got together on June the 21st, 2015. And every 21st of each month, we go out and celebrate.
No, you don't. Every month, you celebrate your anniversary.
Every month, you can go on my Facebook page and look. I get gifts every 21st.
What?
Loren's writing that down.
I am. I'd like to subscribe to that.
Sterling, I know you're driving to work right now. With gifts every month.
Oh, man. Good for you, Lyrium. And don't ever forget, you're putting extra pressure on yourself.
No, I'm not. I deserve it.
There you go. Of course you do.
I love it.
I have a great
it.
Day. Thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Loren's going to get us updated to Dirty on the 30. We got celebrity gossip in 3 minutes.
You got to get up. Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
The Terminator was supposed to be coming out in 2019, but in July of 2019, it's since been pushed back like 4 months.
Good.
And it's because Arnold Schwarzenegger has to have open heart surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
So they're just pushing everything back 4 months, and hopefully production won't be halted any more than that.
We have Arnold here. I really wish someone asked him why he's getting it.
Why are you getting an open heart surgery, Arnold?
Why not?
Okay.
That's a good response. I like that.
Brad Pitt's got a new girl, and she isn't interested in Hollywood. And she is like an Amal Clooney, I feel like. Now, people are saying that she looks just like Angelina Jolie, which... they have similar features, but I don't think she looks just like her. She is a architect and a design and professor at MIT.
That's a fancy college.
It is. So, do you guys remember who Pooh Bear is in relation to Justin Bieber? It was like his old security guard, like bounce.
Yeah, but didn't he like hit someone? There was a charge.
Pooh Bear is
from the TLC show.
Dollar to make you holler,
also,
honey child.
Yes, also.
Mama June's.
But not the same person.
Oh.
That's not who we're talking about. Anyway, Pooh Bear has since turned into a artist. And
what?
Pooh Bear and Justin Bieber have new music out. This song is called Hard to Face Reality.
What goes
I have
on?
A hard time taking anyone named Pooh Bear serious.
Yeah, I agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Pooh Bear! Don't be afraid to stand outside your comfort zone. I know it's hard away from home. And it ain't easy all alone. Relationships over the phone. Talking to your significant other all night long. Sometimes it's hard to face reality.
Where was Pooh Bear?
I don't know, but tomorrow we have a new song. It's a collaboration between Biebs and Gummy Bear.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, Manny stole my honey bear
honey
in
bear,
that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Beyonce, she will be at Coachella this year. She's holding up her end of the bargain. She was supposed to perform last year, but she had the twins she was pregnant with. And she has made everything bigger and better, hired 100 backup dancers.
Great. Can we find Weather and Lex up on the website?
You sure can.
All right, just go to kiss951.com. And it looks something involving summer and pools.
It does. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, I used to own one of those, actually.
Well, now do you want to talk about it?
We don't have time, but it's a good What the Wren Likes. I all used right. to own one of those. Yeah.
So many people that listen to the MRL show do, like, side gigs. They have their regular gig, they do their side hustle, whether it's, like, Uber or delivering pizzas.
Uh-huh.
We need to hear from the food delivery people what you got into when you went to someone's house. Wait to hear what one Kentucky pizza delivery guy found when he got to the house. Actually, the guy's a hero. We'll tell you coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey. Want to get Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
If you're a delivery person, maybe you do it on the side, like Uber Eats, or yeah. like a pizza delivery person. What's the craziest thing you saw when you went to someone's house? 704-570-9595. The reason why we ask, and by the way, I get nudity might be a thing, mm-hmm. but we don't need 100 nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you saw that, like, piqued your interest? You thought it was a little odd? 704-570-9595. A Kentucky pizza delivery man delivered to a home, and the house was on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The car in the garage was burning, and the people didn't know it because they were in the kitchen, which is on the further side of the house. So the pizza delivery guy said, hey, they're like, oh, thank you. The pizza's here. He goes, yeah, but you got bigger problems. Follow me out to the garage. Wow. Your house is on fire. They then began to push the car out, but they couldn't because it was too hot. So the house ended up losing its garage. But the police and the fire department say it was the pizza delivery's heroics, which prevented the fire from being any worse.
That's so right. dangerous, too, because you're playing with gas and all kinds of stuff.
And then I thought about it, and I'm like, I don't even know if I have a smoke detector in my garage. Like, don't you need one in your garage? You would think.
Yeah, you would think. My aunt lost her home because of a fire in her garage. She had her kid had a science project, and they put a heat lamp on it to dry overnight, and it caught on fire, and it was the same thing. But the bad part with that house is that the garage was connected to the home, and the fire went up to the attic, so it then immediately spread throughout the house.
Sure, so it totaled their house?
Yeah, but she didn't have a smoke alarm in the garage.
Ooh, that's scary. Now I'm thinking about that. I'm like, because we have a space heater because we work out there when it's cold out.
You got to get a smoke alarm out there, bud.
I would rather have a sprinkler system.
Yeah, something like that.
Because the car could go up. I have gas out there. You're right. Wires, a hot water heater.
There's a lot of things there.
I sound like McGruff here, but my gosh. By the way, have we all seen the McGruff Geico commercial?
Yes.
So good.
And I used to be McGruff, so it hits home for me. And now I want to know, by the way, did they eat the pizza or did they?
Well, I want to go back to your nephew or
my aunt's home.
Yeah, your cousin. Yeah. Does he have a legit excuse for his project not being done? I would think he does.
Can I get a
note? He doesn't even have school, but he doesn't have a backpack anymore. I think he had an excuse. He lost everything.
That sucks. Yeah. But everybody got out safe.
Yeah, except the animals, but yes.
Oh, jeez, Roy.
You got any good news?
A simple yes would have been good. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. Now I don't even want to take phone calls.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why don't we have smoke detectors in our our garages? And my house is fairly new, like built within the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
You know what else I saw? Speaking of codes. Mm. I found that parking spots in Charlotte aren't as big as they should be.
They're not.
I found the exact width that each parking spot is supposed to be. And okay. I guarantee you that the parking spots in our building here are not up to code.
Okay, keep making fun of me for not being able to park.
You might have a legit excuse now.
Thank you.
So tomorrow I'm going to bring in a tape measure. I'm going to slap on official parking director Roy.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get a badge, bro, and you're going to go out and measure.
I'm trying to think how I can make this sad like I did the previous bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
That was years ago. It was decades ago, so it's fine now.
There's a child
in
his parking spot. All right. I want to revisit Loren's story that she told us at around 7:15 this morning. If you missed it, she had to put an entire aquarium on red alert. Mm-hmm. We're not joking. They had to close down an exhibit.
Do you not want to talk about people and delivery drivers anymore?
No, I'm too sad to take stories now.
Okay. Well, I can tell you a funny thing. Can we end on a funny note?
Okay. I'm afraid. What's funny to you might not be funny to Loren and I.
Yeah.
So I own a production company, and I bought a whole bunch of new lighting. And so I was testing all the lights out, and it looked as if, like, I was shooting some film in my living room. And so I, like, get an order from Postmates, and I'm, like, in my normal, like, about to go to bed. You know what I mean? Lounging clothes. And he's looking in. My apartment's so bright because I have all of them full blast.
Looks like an adult film.
It's like,
being
yeah,
shot.
It does. It looks like I'm in between sets of an adult. It's like all on my couch in my living room.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Never mind the music and the lights.
Yeah.
What if the guy took you up on it? He's like, hey, mind if I come
What's
in?
What's going on in there? Like,
okay.
So how much is your tip?
All right, you guys, we are going to tell you why Loren almost shut down an entire aquarium and literally shut down one of the exhibits coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now it's your turn. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just before we get to Loren's story about why she shut an exhibit down at an aquarium in Miami, Lauren said, Manny, I could have sworn a while ago you said you and Amanda were getting divorced.
What?
I'm so glad that's not happening anymore. No, I might have said something in tongue-in-cheek, kind of jokingly, that Amanda wants to divorce me on a daily basis because of things that I've said or do.
Well, we talked about for your anniversary, she had a dream about Justin Timberlake taking her away from you.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's it?
I don't know. Lauren said I could have sworn you said a while ago.
You did ruin a sweater of hers.
you would think,
year.
Lauren, that yes, at this point I would be divorced. However, I'm not. I'm in love with my baby mama to be, and she actually sent a message. Said, I love you so much. I bought a card, but I forgot to leave it out. # bad wifey. I said, I didn't get one yet. # bad husband. And then she put # couple fail. Well, couples that fail together stay together.
Sure.
Right?
And yeah. I mean, you guys have a baby coming, and there's a lot going on.
Yeah, you got different priorities than a card.
She's my best friend. Like, I would never do anything to mess that up.
Yeah.
As much as I try stupidly to do things. And to make Amanda happy, it's very easy. You know, like empty the dishwasher, rub her back when she needs a back rub now that she's pregnant. You know, I mean, it's the simple things that make her happy. I don't really have to go and buy her anything expensive. She's not looking for new cars, new earrings and all this. It's just the simple things. I think that goes for a lot of guys, too.
Yeah.
Just do the simple things and it keeps her happy.
Yeah, clean up.
Yes. You won't believe the easiest things I have to do to move furniture. It's like, just clean up my mess?
Yeah.
Straighten up the playroom?
I get rewarded?
Isn't that a novel idea?
Right?
Finish a task? What?
All right, Loren, remind everyone, because we talked about it earlier.
Ugh. So, on our vacation, this whole thing started over a stupid earring. But I took my son to Miami Sea Aquarium, and I was trying to show him the sea lion enclosure, but it's not enclosed. It's all open aired. So you look over the side to see the sea lions.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached up. It was a perfect storm. He was just being squirmy. And he reached up and pulled this huge hoop out of my ear. My earring went catapulting into the sea lion enclosure. And as it floated down to the bottom of the tank.
Like an anchor.
Oh, I was like, ugh. And with that, every sea lion in the enclosure is going to check this thing out now.
Yeah. Oh, shiny, shiny.
Yep.
How many?
Probably six of them. And one was a baby.
Like trying to bite it.
Destroying it. Loren's like, stop!
And like, if you held your hand open, the palm of your hand is probably as big as the hoop is.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm literally going, don't eat that.
Right? And get it stuck on you.
Yeah. So I look at my mom and I was like, we got to say something, right? So I walk over to this lady and I was like, hey, so I'm not admitting fault or saying that it's mine, but there's an earring at the bottom of the sea lion enclosure.
Meanwhile, she's standing there with one giant hoop earring in her ear.
The lady goes to me, well, what does it look like? And I just turned my head and showed her, and I was like, this one.
I mean, that has to happen. You're not the only one, but it is funny that
they were like 20 minutes away from a presentation there. So now there's like 15 park employees trying to figure out how to get the earring out of the enclosure before the presentation. They got to shut it down. Somebody's got to get in. I posted the whole thing on our Instagram at the MRL show.
You guys got to go look because the picture of the woman that works at the aquarium, like trying to get it out, like she's full in there.
Oh, and she's so
and
mad at me.
They have to take the sea lions away, I would think.
Yep. But they're so mad. They're like, I mean, who even wears hoop earrings that are this big? I was out in like the 80s. I'm like, I'm standing right here. Like, I can hear you.
It's so funny. And like, fast forward 5 years from now, they're going to be like, you know, soda, plastic ring cases used to be the problem, but now, no, it's earrings.
Giant earrings, yeah.
This is what is destroying the species.
Yeah, rest in peace earrings. I never want to wear them again.
We think it's the girl over there. Whose earring is this? We think it's the girl over there with the fake tan and the two-toned hair.
Okay. I can hear you.
All right, when did your kids embarrass you the most? 704-570-9595. You know our poor Loren was super embarrassed.
It was.
All right, we want to hear, make Loren feel better about ourselves. Jump on the phone and tell us about the time that your kids embarrassed you, 704-570-9595. How about $1,000 for you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not mess around money. That's some serious cash.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to drive Uber or do anything extra to make that money. All you got to do is text.
Yeah, listen for the Kiss Cash code word. 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1, 4, and 6. Give you that code word, text it to 40772, and you can win that money.
All right, Loren, why were you embarrassed for those people that might just be jumping on the phone here? What did Cash do?
Well, Cash, we were at the Miami Sea Aquarium, and he took my earring out of my ear and threw it into the sea lion enclosure, which in turn, like, basically shut down the park. And we needed every employee that worked there to get the earring out of the enclosure before the sea lions ate it.
Every employee that worked there. And they made a big deal about it, you
it
know.
It was. It was a whole thing.
Let's talk with Tanya and Charlotte. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right, Tanya, when did your child embarrass you just like Loren had to deal with?
So this was probably a couple months ago. I was picking up an item for my husband at a different location that he works at. He had asked me to go by and pick it up. And so my son was in the car, and I told my son, hey, we're going to stop by here. And I said, Mommy's going to flirt with the hot guys. I went in and I picked up the product, and you know, I told my son, I said, all right, let's go. And so we got into the car, and he said, Mommy, I thought we were going to flirt with the hot guys in front of everybody that was there.
Oh,
what? It was such an embarrassing moment.
They repeat everything.
So funny.
They do.
That's so great, Tanya. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, this is Sarah in Charlotte. Sarah, when did your kid embarrass you?
Hi, I actually don't have kids, but okay. This is the story my mom always tells everyone. Back when I was 2 years old, my mom and dad took me to Disneyland, and I'm sure you've been to all the bathrooms there. They're like 20 stall bathrooms, and they always have lines of people outside. anyways, my mom took me in, and apparently it was her time of the month. And I had announced to the entire bathroom.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just don't want to make it too gross.
It's not
okay.
Too gross.
Okay.
It's minimal gross.
Minimal.
Yeah, but what's minimal gross to you might not be minimal gross to us. You can't say it. I see on my screen here, it's a fruit.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we can't. I'm sorry. I thought. Okay, all right. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nicole. killing me.
Yeah, you can't. That is gross.
Anyway, she made an announcement that her mom had, it looked like a fruit.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, okay, good.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk with Jessica in Denver.
Jessica, hi.
Hi.
Anything?
What do we need to censor you from saying?
So this was a while back. My daughter at the time, she was 7, and we were in Walmart and we were shopping, and there's this heavy set woman who's riding in one of the handicap carts.
Oh boy, I'm scared.
And my daughter, at the top of her lungs as loud as she can, goes, Mom, she's really fat.
Oh.
The lady was less than 2 feet in front of us, and I had to apologize to her and then turn around and explain to my daughter,
yes, we have those thoughts, but no, we don't say them out loud.
It's a teachable moment for people, and that's what kids do. Kids will just blurt things out. Like I told you guys, there was a man at Target with a hook on his hand. He lost his hand, and my son was like, "Look at that man's metal hand." And then he went after Dean with it. You know, he's like, "Arr."
Yeah.
And I said, "Dean, you know, sometimes people lose their arms or, you know, they have accidents, and that's what happens." So
I was at a swimming pool, a little kid asked me, "Why are you so big?" But he said it in the cutest way, like he was genuinely interested why I was bigger than everybody else. Mm. And I'm like, "Well, it started a long time ago." The year was 2000.
I'll tell you,
how much time you got, kid?
We have 12 lines, and like 8 of them at least are ones that like I'm borderline. It just can't air. It's just
really,
Okay, Carol and Cornelius.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
No, this is one that we can listen to.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So here's what happened. We leave here on an airplane. We get to California. We land, and it's at the end when everybody is waiting to get off the plane. You're waiting to get your luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And my son, I stand up, and my son looks at me. He stands up, and everybody's dead silent, just staring at each other. And he says, "Oh, Mommy, we need to fix your hair for all the men." And he starts brushing my hair with his hands.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, "Oh, my goodness." So I look around. I'm scanning everybody's faces, and they're just staring at me.
That's cute.
That's
what they must think.
That's so funny. But, yeah, he's a great wingman.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he, Carol?
He was 7.
Yeah.
So this was last year, but it was funny. So my daughter and I started cracking up, and then then everybody just started laughing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Carol. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome. You too. Bye.
It's so funny because I mentioned that there's a lot of people on hold who have stories that we just can't air.
Yeah.
And nobody dropped. Like, everybody that's on hold feels like their story's good enough to air.
It is good enough. We just... It's hard to say them.
I just read one of them. Woo!
I mean,
we can't have a story about little people, Christy.
Christy, I mean, I get it. You know, we asked the question. There's no doubt we asked the question, but we just have to be careful and pick and choose what we hear. Because some people might take funny as mean, you know? So, and that's not all, but there's another bathroom one.
Yeah.
Like, no, we can't air that.
I mean, nobody's kid threw something into a saline enclosure.
Oh, man. All right, I'll tell you what. Here's what you do.
You know what's even funnier is as we're saying this, more inappropriate calls are coming in.
I'm telling you, Nicole's back there working the grossest phone call line ever. Hey, hi, the MRL show. Yeah, hey, I'd like to call in about this segment. Yeah, what do you got? There was a man who was running a chainsaw in my backyard and he cut his leg off
and my
son went over and started picking it up and using it like a bat.
Okay. Let me just put you on hold. Okay. Manny Roy and Loren's going to talk to you.
All right. Great.
Make sure you turn your radio off so MRL can hear you. This is probably the phone screening process.
Hi, the MRL show. This is hilarious. My family, we die laughing about this all the time. It was Thanksgiving, and we cut open the turkey, and a bunch of spiders came out and started attacking my family.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, it was great. My grandma had a heart attack and died.
Great. Well, let me put you on hold, and Mariel's going to talk to you in a second.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to share it.
Turn your radio off.
We asked for it. We love you guys. You're the best. Today is going to be.